I mentioned a little while ago that I was here 5 years ago, I think it was about 5 years ago, on another radio job, and I stayed in the Maritime Hotel. And when I got in last night, we were being helped with our bags by the owner of the Maritime Hotel.
Manager.
It's, do you know what it is? You look like the owner. You look like the owner. But the manager of the hotel, who I had met the last time we were here, and that was Mr. Finbar Walsh, and it was nice to see him and talk, and the two and two connected eventually when I realised that you, Finbar, who's now here, good morning to you, Finbar.
How are you doing?
Is of course the dad of Donal Walsh, who became such an important talking point in the country. A lot of people were just struck by his story. How are you?
Not too bad. Surviving well.
It's to say the very least a tough road.
Tough road. No parents bury their children. Yeah. End of story.
No, that's the end of it. It's an aberration in nature, as well. And just to remind people, of course, Donal was how old when he died?
He was 16, just a month shy of 17th birthday.
Okay. And he did a great interview on the Saturday Night Show about his life and how people should be
valuing embracing their life, and living life. Yeah. You know, taking it by the scruff of the neck and enjoying it, and sort of it's there to be enjoyed.
When did Donal die? It was
May last year.
Okay. And what have Loved. You? How have you been coping in on the day to day basis to stay going and keeping your head above water?
Good days, bad days. Some days, you know, he'll sneak up on you, and it's emotional. Other days, you know, he's roaring his head off, laughing at you. As I said to you, my brothers, when they reach their midlife crises, they got motorbikes and what you call it. Vintage cars. And Finbar ended up with a bicycle climbing Mall's Gap.
Well, listen, whatever gets you through the day, I'm sure that cycling along through the Sheepshead, wherever you might be, you're reflecting, thinking, and remembering.
It's clearing the head as well, and sort of it's very positive. I mean, an awful lot of it has been done for charity and things like that. I mean, we joined with the Cross Donal cycle from Mall's Gap into Tralee with the Cross Rugby Legends the year before last.
Okay.
So last year was the first anniversary, and I sort of said, I'll do the same trip, except I had to go from Tralee to Mall's Gap, which was uphill.
Okay. That's very generous. Okay.
So then ended up coming all the way down to Bantry with them. It was a bit of a jaunt.
You've written a book about the whole experience, which you've called Donal's Mountain. Thank you for the copy of it, by the way. And I hope that the process was of some assistance.
It was therapeutic a bit. I mean, sort of the funny bit about writing it is that sort of, you know, I could walk away from it when I was doing it, so the emotional side of it wasn't as hard writing it. Tell you, proofreading it, that was a different story.
Yeah, I can well believe it.
Because you had to go through the whole lot in 3 days and get it back to them.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Look, thanks for coming in to us today. No. I mean, you weren't planning to, and I just saw you there, and I said I'd love to say a quick hello to you, and I appreciate that. And it's nice to remember Donal while we're here in Bantry. So take care of yourself.
Thanks very much. Take good care of yourself.
Will do. And thanks a lot. And safe cycling. Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks, Finbar Walsh, the father of the late Donal Walsh, joining us in the chip van this morning. We're in Bantry. We'll take a bit of music. We won't play the full tune because I'm really keen to get out to talk to some people here in Bantry. They've been waiting patiently, so maybe we'll say hello to a few people before we say goodbye from the Wild Atlantic Way. So.